This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt in the ABC 10 News studio. Troubling new information about a series of explosions last week in Vista. Today, two of the three suspects faced a judge. They're accused of setting off three explosions. And then when police tried to arrest them, they drove off going 120 miles an hour. Police say during the chase, they threw bombs out the window toward officers. Investigators say they found more bomb-making material in the house. The suspects pleaded not guilty. Two blocks of land downtown will be turned into affordable housing. The site is near the corner of Front and Ash. A nonprofit developer was picked to create the project. And officials say it's a perfect location because it's close to businesses and services. Part of the project will be used for stores and offices. Good news from the Padres today. The team says manager Bob Melvin had successful prostate surgery today. He is expected to make a full recovery. Melvin hopes to rejoin the team by the time they return from their next road trip. Bench coach Ryan Christensen has been managing in Melvin's place. The Padres are off to one of their best starts in team history. Meteorologist Angelica Campos joining us now and tracking a heat wave.
That's right, Kimberly. We're going to add about 10 degrees across the county tomorrow. Temperatures will climb into the mid-70s for the coast with 80s in our inland communities and close to the 70s for the mountains as early as tomorrow. The heat will peak over the weekend, so you know those numbers will be even higher on Saturday and Sunday. I'll give you a closer look at what to expect around the county coming up.